Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
What up, Joe?
Well, in Creative Control this week, I had Shane Hagedorn and Jeff Schwartz from an honorable mention. Of course, that is on the Creative Control Network. And actually, I got a treat for you, Conan. I was sent, actually, the video proof that you had worked in the ring with Shane Hagedorn. I just forwarded it to you, and you can check that out. So that maybe that'll refresh your memory about that encounter. Other than that, the What a Rush podcast with Road Warrior Animal debuted on the Creative Control Network.
Don't you think you should have done that before the show so I could have commented on it?
I just got it as Disco was doing his plugs, actually, like literally just now. So we can talk about that next week. The What a Rush podcast with Road Warrior Animal debuted on the Creative Control Network this week. You can check out the Creative Control Network.
I'm gonna check that out. I like Animal.
What a Rush. Get along with it. Yeah, those episodes come out every Friday, so there'll be another one out tomorrow. And you can check out the Creative Control Network on Facebook and Twitter at the CC Network 1. That is the number 1. You can check out the Creative Control t-shirt store at prowrestlingtees.com/CC with Joe Feeney. That's about it.
How many t-shirts do you have up there that have something to do with you on your t-shirt store?
14. Something like 14.
14?
Yeah.
Like the producer of the show's got three times as many t-shirts as I do.
Mark, world order. Mark, world order.
What do you think about that, D.I.? Do you think a Mark World Order shirt is a good idea?
You're a Mark, yeah. Wear one.
I'll bring them to StarCast. $20.
Okay. Yeah. Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino Pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 Homicide. We be stomping. Bang, da, bang, da, bang, bang. Don't say nothing. Bang, da, bang, da, bang, bang. We be stomping. Bang, da, bang, da, bang, bang. Just act like you know, and homie, stop rockin' through stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the essays in the 6-4 hopping. To my boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211. I come through stomping and rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we buzz. Shackled up like a nut going 5150. G'd up and the feed up. We stump in some dickies. I rap a lot. Like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clock up in the shop, straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. So, what else? One more. What do you watch?
I just watch sports these days, but when it's all over, I'll watch the...
How do you have time? You used to be a movie buff and a sports fan. How do you have time to do both? And to be out every night at the club for 8 hours?
No, I only work...
When do you sleep? When do you sleep?
I sleep about 5 hours a night.
That's it?
That's it. But I've been like that for
years. I sleep twice as much as you.
Yeah, I can count on 5 fingers the amount of days I've had 8 hours of sleep in like the past 10 years.
I can count on one hand the amount of days I've had less than that I've had that I haven't had less than 8 hours of sleep on one hand.
Okay, a lot of people probably listen to your show but don't know about this show. No, you're a big conspiracy theorist. What's your latest hot conspiracy theory that you're most interested in these days?
Well, I got this guest coming on next week on the Raven Effect podcast, on the Jericho Network on Podcast One. My guest next week is the flat earther.
Oh, Jesus, are you serious?
I heard him on another podcast. It was another podcast called Alien Theorists Theorizing. And and so I heard this guest, and the guy had all these reasons why the earth is flat, and like he was willing to, and he goes, look, I didn't believe it either. And it was so fascinating that this guy is absolutely convinced and brings up all these things like, well, look, you can prove it because of this, this, and this. And none of it pans out, but it's scientific, gibberish that it's hard to argue against because unless you're a scientist, you don't know the what exactly, you don't know the fulcrum of the radiation of the light beam that comes from, such and such. And so it's awesome. So I can't wait to have him on as a guest. He's going to be on either this week or next week.
What is the conspiracy theories that you most believe in?
Oh, I definitely believe 9-1-1 was an inside job.
Hell yeah.
Okay, but here's my
buildings don't fall at free fall speed.
This is my question.
Exactly. Thank you, Kevin Gill.
This is my question.
You've just passed Disco now. You're the number two guy on the show now. Disco's down to number three.
Okay. Only question. Okay, I'm not gonna say 9-1-1 is an inside job. But what was the end game and who was the inside?
It was robbery. Okay. Well, you do know that the Federal Reserve is located under the towers, right?
Okay, right.
Right? And they're missing like trillions of dollars.
Okay. Did they announce the day before the towers fell?
It was there was actually a thing where Rumsfeld got on the air and said 2 days before the towers went down that there's trillions of dollars missing. And then, but they had all the reserves down below, and there's somewhere it was reported by accurate source. I can't remember it. I'm terrible at these things, but the too many chair shots and too many drugs during the lost years. But so the memory's kind of shit. But they robbed the crap out of the Federal Reserve down below the buildings.
So that was the other case. So what's your that's an easy one. Everybody believes in 9-1-1. What's your other? Give me an obscure.
Really? Most people still don't believe in 9-1-1.
But there's a lot of 9-1-1 is a big conspiracy. Give me an obscure. Let me just
9-1-1.
That's great.
Okay. The but what I was saying, and another reason for 9-1-1 besides that that robbery was, to go to get into Iraq.
Yeah, it was definitely
the invasion of Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yeah, and definitely to get more control over the country by promoting fear.
Yeah. Okay, give me an
and then taking away people's rights.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I totally believe in Bigfoots and Sasquatches. They're absolutely real.
Well, yeah. How come they haven't died yet?
What's that?
I don't believe in the Bigfoot and Sasquatch.
I've been reading a lot on it. I've actually read 2 books on it, and not in a whole week either. But I've actually read a couple books on it, and not comic books, but the evidence is astounding. Like to make fake prints, like there are so many actual prints, footprints. And to make fake footprints would take such an unbelievable amount of – it'd be impossible to do because, first of all, to make them sink into the ground deep enough, you'd have to have somebody who weighed 600 to 800 pounds. Even if you made a fake boot to step in because you got to get – you'd have to walk the boot, to make a track to set a –
Let me ask you a question.
Trail.
I'm going to throw this at you. How do you know that's not a work?
What?
Them telling you what you have to do to make a footprint. How do you know that the person that was telling you what you would have to do to make a fake footprint? How do you know that person is not working you?
Oh, because it's scientifically proven. Because
by who?
Tracks. Because they're used in science in forensic cases all the time. It's an absolutely legitimate way of science, and actually a legitimate type of science.
Think about this.
It's one of the most unique. Scientists, because you had it goes back thousands of years. Because you had to know how to study tracks, if something was coming after you, if you were trying to catch your dinner, you know, if you're out in the forest. So it's been studied for thousands of years.
But how about
and it's forensically used because certain amount of weight affects the way the footprint is. And they can tell. That's why they use it in, like, you know, all kinds of cases, you know, murders and robberies.
I would be willing to believe that the people that are spinning the footprint theory are working – are possibly working people to try to draw people to their book or the whatever they do to their thing. So spinning a fake theory to make you think that it's actually really scientific when probably if you actually had a lot of scientists go and study the Bigfoot footprints – like, you could probably have some that would probably disprove it. I think you're getting worked.
Well, first of all, I don't care. Second of all, it's not in every book. I'm saying I've read books where they've brought it up, and here's the thing, is if you have the prints, if you have just one print, sure, you can fake one print, but not a trail. Because, first of all, you have to create a Bigfoot-sized foot to step in. Because there's no other, if there would be other tracks around it. How do you erase the other footprints? If you're standing there putting a Bigfoot print in, you'd have to erase your footprints around it. But if there's a trail of Bigfoot footprints, how are you going to do that? Especially like through snow, you can't. And if you're wearing Bigfoot feet, how are you going to step the amount of step distance between each step? Like, when you take a step, the longest step you could take is what, 3-4 feet? A Bigfoot could take 6-8 foot steps because they're so big, and it's also the weight. It's a science.
I'm going to throw a conspiracy.
You don't understand science.
Then let me ask. Here's my only question with the Yetis and the Sasquatch and all that, which, like I said before, Colt Cabana was dating one. But how come we've never ever like found one dead? Or captured one by mistake?
Alligator? I've been seen one.
First of all, let me use an analogy. Panda bears were used to be considered fake. Nobody believed in panda bears. They all thought it was a big fairy tale because they live in a part of land where nobody goes. So, and they're hard, and there's not a whole lot of them. So nobody saw panda bears. And for up until the middle of the 1800s, panda bears were thought to be the same thing as Sasquatches and Bigfoot, just an illusion, you know, just a BS conspiracy tale. Secondly, when animals go to die, first of all, it's hard to find. When animals know they're dying, they go off in the woods to be by themselves, and then they die, and then they die like under a cave or something, and then all their stuff is eaten and dissolved by the elements, by other animals eating it and the elements, and it's gone within days. So you're not going to find a body. Plus,
what if another animal attacked it and left it there? What if it broke its foot or something, it was partially eaten and left there? I mean, it's just
blood or where's the Bigfoot shit? Where's this thing shitting at?
The same place as the Pope.
Never even found a pile of his shit yet.
They live in land that nobody goes to.
They've been there, but people have been. The scientists have been there. You had to find with all the technology that you had to have found something at some point.
They didn't find a panda bear until the middle of the 1800s.
Oh Jesus!
Yeah, but they didn't technology. The coelacanth. It's a dinosaur age fish. They found one 20 years ago. First one they found in a million years. Right?
Yeah, but bro, with as much. You know, cameras and cameras.
I could go back and if I went back and went through leaf through the book, I could find you answers to all your questions. But I'm not an authority on it. I'm giving you the best I got.
Here's a question for you.
Hey, on short notice,
just real quick, let me ask this question first.
No problem.
Your conspiracy theory. Do you believe any of the Chris Benoit?
Wait a minute. You're not just gonna slide whistle me.
Let me ask you a question. Do you believe in any of the Chris Benoit conspiracy theories? Is your conspiracy theories?
I think he did it.
Okay.
What about
what's the conspiracy theory?
Oh, that he was like actually killed. He didn't kill himself.
Oh, really?
Bill Apter had a big theory about that. Bill, you should have Bill Apter on the show if you're a conspiracy theorist because he'll tell you about his Chris Benoit conspiracy theory. It's fascinating.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You get him on.
But does he have any
proof? I don't know. I mean,
clues or evidence.
I'm having the flat Earth guy because he has tons of proof. It's all bogus proof, but it's fascinating. So I want to argue with him.
Hey, what about
Jericho? If Jericho would allow me to have you on my show, Disco, which he won't, I would have you on that show with me so you could talk to the flat Earth guy. I'm going to see if I can get special dispensation from Jericho to allow you to do one episode of the Raven Effect.
And no, because this, yeah, this is kind of unfair that I'm being banned from shows.
Conan, you're welcome to be on anytime you want. You have a standing offer to be on anytime you want, Conan.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Rager, what about the Kurt Cobain conspiracy? Do you think Kurt Cobain killed himself, or that his wife had him killed?
I think he said, I need this life like I need a hole in the head.
Oh.
This has been a record number of guest kazoos that we've never kazooed a guest more than the Raven.
Ever.
We're working for the world record. World record.
I guess that's not a good thing.
No. So, who do you have next week on your show so you can promote it, and where can people find you and all of that?
Yeah. I don't always have guests on. I have them occasionally. Like, you know, Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins, he's a semi-regular. We're due to have him back on. I got this Flat Earth guy, but mostly it's just me and Busby or Chad Damiani. Mostly just me and him going over. We've been talking about, like, my wrestling career because we wanted to introduce some wrestling to the show since, you know, I am a wrestler and people trying to build ratings. We figured we talk about wrestling.
And let me tell you something, because a lot of people have taken that, you know, that mindset of, you know, I want to talk about something that isn't wrestling because everybody is talking about wrestling. But at the end of the day, that's what they want to hear you talk about, wrestling.
You are 100% correct. And and so that's why we do. So we talk about half the show about wrestling. The introductions take 30 minutes to begin with. No, I'm kidding. The introductions, we have goofy introduction every week. And then we just banter back and forth. Busby's a really funny, fascinating guy who knows a lot about everything.
Okay, I want to bring up something you guys were doing on your show, and it was disturbing to me. Is when you were doing the Busby was reading the erotic wrestling porn,
like fan fiction.
Yes, but they were erotic. They were sex stories.
And we're erotic wrestling fan.
Yeah,
we had to include more wrestling.
but Busby was like talking about, I was like, God, I'm reading these things and they're just so sickening. Like every week he's like reading all these sex stories and trying to like sound like he's doing it for research for the show, when really he's like, you know, the guy's like a freaking pervert, like reading a bunch of triple X sex stories.
Are you trying to start a feud with Busby?
I'd be willing to in a heartbeat. I'll start a feud with anybody, but I'm calling him out on that. You can bring that up on your show that I called him out, that the actual reading of the sex stories is, you know, porn.
We haven't read any of them in a long time because it didn't seem to really go anywhere. The stories weren't as funny as we thought they would be.
Well, yeah, because the first
we got the same problem on our show. We have our JoJo the producer. Tremendous. All right, so where can people find on social media, Raven?
Okay, so the name of the podcast is The Raven Effect Podcast on the Jericho Network on Podcast One. Social media, Twitter is at The Raven Effect. Facebook's at The Raven Effect. Fan mail is fanmail at theraveneffect.com. Website's theraveneffect.com. Cool, man. Thank you for having me on. Disco, it's always good to talk to you. Kevin Gill, always the same. It's always good to talk to you.
Okay, yes, right. I that's how I took it, sir.
Disco's just trying to cause trouble.
Yes, trying to cause rift. All right, Raven. Thank you very much, man, and for being on Keeping It 100. Boom. Tremendous.
Take care.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FACE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FACE. Enjoy.
If you're a regular K100 listener, by now you've probably heard us talking about the incredible results our listeners have experienced from using TestX9. You can actually see their testimonials on Twitter. The all-natural testosterone booster that helps you get more drive, more strength, more energy, and it helps your little general stand in full attention. Well, Legacy have leveled up again and are now offering a combination of products designed specifically for men who may feel like they've lost their edge. The Get Your Edge Back Stack. Maybe you're feeling more aches and pains than you used to. Maybe you lack motivation or drive. Maybe your mind isn't as sharp as it once was. It's time to get your edge back. This stack features Pro Collagen Plus to increase strength and reinvigorate joints, TestX9 to naturally boost testosterone, and Total Mind to improve brain function and memory. Try the Get Your Edge Back stack for 30 days, and we're confident that you'll feel like a new man, especially if you're over 30. Go to the new and improved LegacySupps.com. That's LegacySupps.com store. And as always, use code K100 for 10% off your entire order while you're there. Go to the new and improved LegacySupps.com store. And as always, use code K100 for 10% off your entire order. And while you're there, check out their best sellers like the Amazing Sleep Aid, Recovery PM, and the new women's line, Her Legacy. Brought to you by 9-time world champion Mickey James. That's LegacySupps.com, LegacySupps.com. Nick Aldis runs the show there. We had him on the show this week. We were going to suspend him, but he's back. He's only on probation, and his products are still the bomb.
Yeah, if you want to make sure that your brain and your little general are correct, make sure you get your supplements at Legacy Supps. Boom.
Hey, what's up,
Tyrus?
What up, Austin?
I'm here with Disco and also our producer, Jojo. Yo, are you in Orlando or New Orleans?
I'm in New Orleans, man.
Did you guys get hit by either one of the two hurricanes?
No, we got a little wind over here. My people, my son in Kissimmee, they just got a little bit of rain and wind, so I lucked out. So no family problem with the weather, so I got lucky.
Yeah, that's incredible because it looked for sure like it was going to devastate Miami, and it kind of really didn't even hit it.
Yeah, like, I mean, it got hit. I think they got lucky because it was so big, it was so spread out.
Yeah.
So everybody got, you know, touched up, but nobody got punched up, you know. I mean, a few places got old houses and stuff, but, I mean, people definitely got a chance to walk away, so that was cool.
Yeah, not like Texas.
I would like, you know, let me tell you something. This is kind of a weird take, and I'm not even a conspiracy theorist, but do you think like sometimes these storms are hyped up by the news, like to get like a category, you know, like they'll show pictures of like the Caribbean, and they'll show like a street of like houses that have been wiped out. And, like, you know, you think, okay, it's the Caribbean. These are probably crappy little houses and stuff and everything, all that. You know, like, they talk about the devastation. And they just tell you, Category 5, 175-mile-an-hour, you know, all this devastation. That you get this really scary, you know, outlook. And then it hits, and it's literally probably, like, about 25% of what you expected. And you just wonder if, like, maybe, like –
two things, Brett.
Go ahead.
I was going to say two things. One, people don't pay attention unless it's Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
They don't.
Right.
The guy in the trailer home doesn't give a rat's ass unless it's they report it as it comes, but they do sensationalize it because they almost have to, because one time they're wrong, let's say, and they say, oh yeah, it's not that big a deal. People won't go anywhere. They won't evacuate. So it's almost like they prepare for the worst and hope for the best when it comes to stuff like that. And I actually don't have a problem with that because people don't listen.
Yeah.
You know, they just don't listen until they get hit in the mouth. And even then, people still are stubborn, like, I'm staying. You know,
right.
And then they're sitting on a roof wondering, when's somebody going to come get me?
Mm-hmm. You know, right. I love when when the governor goes, if you don't evacuate, you're on your own.
That's true.
Yeah, real. That's how you got to talk to them. Because they don't listen to nothing else. And then, because people are like, everyone lives in their own world. Everybody's hard. Everybody's tough now. You know, they don't think about their kids. Like, oh, I ain't going nowhere. So I ain't tripping. And then you see the house they live in. I'm like, that thing looks like it would come down on a sunny day, bro. Like, why would you stay? Why would you risk your family on some dumb shit? I mean, this just – so I get it. But, yeah, they sensationalize it up. But here's the thing. If a reporter is willing to stand in the storm, it's not that rough.
Yeah, exactly, bro. I'm telling you, you don't want to go to Chicago.
I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah.
I'm just keeping it real.
I think the same thing, Tyrus. That's why I'm laughing.
Let me tell you, too.
we're over the course of the next however many years these happen, I guarantee you that the, just the law of averages, some one of those reporters is going to get decapitated on TV one day. Some piece of debris is going to come flying through and just like stab the guy right there. Like we're going to see one of these guys get killed.
I love how every channel has an anchor like standing, you know, waist deep in water and getting rained on. I'm like, is this really necessary? We know there's a hurricane.
Well, it is I call it entertainment. You know, I do like a news show myself, but like they're doing it for that Emmy, bruh. They trying to get that award. Like he was in the fire. Like he was in Nam, man. He was there. You know, like that's what they're doing that for. And most of them put themselves in situations like he was on a balcony. The one dude I saw, like he would step into the storm when it got rough. He would just step back in to where he was safe. So, I mean, it's not like it was back in the day when they put a poor bastard out in the middle of nowhere. You know, like during the riots in L.A., they put reports out there and them dudes getting mugged and dumped. And they was like the cameraman got the cameras took. I mean, that's in the stuff. But, you know, these storms, I mean, the good news is damage has been so far minimal, and there hasn't been a lot of loss of life. I mean, the worst part has been all the, like, looting and dumb stuff. But, you know, that's just people, man.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, just
can't accept help.
Plus, too, is, like, say, like, you know, you're going to school. You want to be a weather person. Right, so you go to school for it. You study. It's like these storms are coming. You got all your data out. You're doing your computer models, trying to figure. And they said, "Oh, by the way, go stand outside and tell us what's going on." You're gonna go, "What?" What are you talking about? It's like it's funny. Like these people, like this sign up for like a meteor, like a scientific job, actually have to be like X gamers and go like stand out there, like do like kind of like you know death defying chores and stuff. It's crazy, isn't it?
They could set up an iPad and I'll FaceTime from the storm from my crib. I'll do that. But my ethnicity won't allow me to investigate anything. So I'm not going out there. Like, it just made no sense to me. If the storm was coming to New Orleans, we were going to Los Angeles. Like, yo, we don't play. I don't play. We just go.
Right.
I'm not looking to make that stand. It's not worth it.
Well, let me ask you this, though. This concern, too. Like, hypothetically speaking, let's say you got a $1.5 million home, right? Are you worried about, like, how far away would you go and, like, how soon would you come back if you know that there's a danger of looters? Like, people coming and breaking your house and stealing a bunch of your shit, too, you know?
But here's how I grew up with, like, just the shirt on my back. So
where are you from, by the way?
Nothing but each other. Where
are you from?
But I was born in Lynn, Massachusetts, in the projects of Lynn, and then my mom got an education, and we moved to California for jobs. But there was many a night when stuff went down, and it was grab what you could and get going. You know what I'm saying? So I always had that mentality, like, material things are just that. They come and they go. Like, if I got to get my family out, and we're going to get out. And if we come back and they washed away, not even looters, just the storm washed the house away and the stuff, all that stuff can be replaced. All that stuff is some hard work, a little bit of break, and money comes and goes. So I don't really think about that stuff. You're never going to see me boohooing over a house or cars and things like that, because I've seen dudes who've had it all with one conversation with the IRS lose it all. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I just don't think of material things in that way. And when I see people that end their life over a house, to me, is crazy. You can always rebuild a house. It might take a while. You might have to dig down and do some things, but you can fix that. You can't get a limb back. You can't get a child back. You know what I'm saying? You can't get the homie back. So for me, I just prioritize things a little bit differently, because, you know, especially in the business that we were in, peaks and valleys, man, you'd be 1 week, you're the hottest dude on TV making that, and then the next you got nothing. So I just don't really think about material things that way. But I understand what you're saying. Yeah, a lot of people, they're going to stand out front of a house with an umbrella and a shotgun.
So being there at Fox, is there anything that you've learned there that you didn't know about the TV industry or how they get ratings or anything like that?
The biggest thing, well, honestly, man, I feel like wrestling has prepared me for so much as far as being in front of the camera.
Right.
But I didn't know, like, as much production and the writing and stuff that goes involved in the editing process, like those type of things that we don't always get privy to. Like, they won't let us come in and be like, yo, let's have you edit your segments.
Right.
You know, which I think would be better sometimes because they don't always know the direction you're trying to go. So that for me, like learning the inside things and thing for me is like I have a built-in clock in my head that says 1 minute. So whenever on the show, whenever I have a point, I always think I have 1 minute to get it in.
Right.
So and that has helped me being on a panel type show because sometimes people talk too long. And
right.
It eats up time for everybody else. And one of the things that people like work with me is like, you always get your stuff in quick and you never go over. I said, yeah, because I have a clock in my head. Like right. It's just been engraved. Wrestling, you got 1 minute.
Right.
You know, most of the time. I mean, sometimes you get, you know, you can do a little more. But I think after a minute, most people don't really care what you got to say anyways to keep it real. But
let me ask you a question because I know you're very you're kind of a political junkie. What do you think about a Trump?
I think it's not necessarily Trump. It's
right.
America. Like, this right. is what America is right now.
Right.
Trump, all he did was appeal to a base that felt forgotten.
Right.
And for whatever reason, however you want to swing it or whatever, Donald Trump is just being Donald Trump. He's not changed nothing. He's the same right. dude that people have allowed in his household, in their homes for, what, 20 years, 25 years?
Right.
And he just represents, and I think the big fight you see on the fight so much about how like he's this, he's that. No, he is exactly what 44% of this country thinks and feels and wants to be like. And I think we have to understand, like we have to recognize that. It's great to paint him as Darth Vader or this guy, but he is exactly who he is supposed to be. He was voted in by his peers and people that thought he was different. And the other side of Donald Trump was Hillary Clinton was such a bad candidate.
Right.
That bro, people were really just turned off. Was really just turned off by her, and she should have won by a landslide. But
bro,
this will get me in trouble. But women don't protect women. Like, if it ever comes down to a woman running for president, she's gonna have to carry men vote because men were loyal.
Tyrus,
that's my team, that's my guy.
Tyrus, she won the popular vote, bro. But she won the popular vote.
Did.
Okay.
Yes, she did, but she lost in the core state. A popular vote.
That electoral
is great.
College
she won
is
in
bullshit.
California. But it's the same. But it's what we have. It's
yeah,
the
well,
same
that needs, that needs to be changed.
It's the same yeah. one. Yeah, but you can't. Your problem is when you make that argument. She didn't run in Wisconsin. She didn't run in Michigan. She didn't run in any of those states that she lost. No. Bernie Sanders ran. In those places. The Bernie Sanders thing and her, the way that went down with all the drama, that's really what cost the election. Trump had a lot of fortunate things fall in his lap during that election process. One, no one knew Bernie Sanders was going to be as popular as he was.
Right.
No one had any idea that he was going to capture.
Would he have lost? Would he have lost to Bernie? If Bernie would have been the...
Oh, he would have. He would have lost to Bernie. No
yeah.
question. No question.
Yeah.
Bernie had inspire the young voters, and then they had already chosen Hillary. It's the same thing with John McCain. When John McCain ran against, if you go back, John McCain became the Republican because it was his turn.
Right.
I mean, nobody would have beat Obama anyways, but he was not the most popular Republican at the time. It was just his turn because they shot him down when he thought it was his turn and George Bush ran. So like Hillary thought, when she lost to Obama, that really probably should have been it because she got exposed during that campaign as a bitter, mean-spirited, elitist centrist. Like, I mean, that's why Obama beat her.
Right.
So she ran as this cold, uncaring, like, people, and Donald would hit her with so many things, and she never fought back.
Right.
Like, everything he did, even stuff that I was like, oh, it's over. But he would
yeah.
fight back. Even if
yeah.
he was lying, he would, and people got caught
plus,
up in the
plus,
ocean.
Not
I mean,
just that, not just that, he was the master of what they call in politics, call and response, and what we would call catchphrases. Mm-hmm. Bro, he was just the master at that drain the swamp, lock her
but
up.
Where did Donald
you know,
learn how
yeah,
to
Yeah, WWE.
Wrestling, bro, he just went, here's the thing. My mom is 77 years old, right? She's a lifelong Democrat. My dad is a lifelong Republican. I'm an only child. We're three Scorpios. Our household just grew up, my mom and my dad arguing politics just nonstop. That's what they live for, right? My mom, at 77 years old, voted Republican for the first time in her life because she just could not stand Hillary Clinton. Like, that's how bad of a candidate.
That's the problem.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, and then plus the thing with Trump is he was funny. You know, he would make like he'd do these debates and he would make people laugh.
You know what I'm saying? It's like he be like, even though people like hated him, there's like people that like that are watching this and like, you know, look at it, go, hey, that's funny, you know, like that. He's pretty entertaining, and I think
promos,
you know,
he was Vince McMahon.
Right, exactly. He knew exactly what he was doing. You know, and Hillary just did like, you know, I mean, she did nothing to make herself likable, and she lost. You know,
she was entitled.
Yes, exactly. It's just like, you know, I mean, she's turning people 50-year Democrats. Are not voting for Democrat for the first time because they couldn't stand this girl, this chick, you know? So I was like, ugh.
And she what? Did some, the stuff they did to Bernie, his voters voted for Trump. 40%, mm-hmm. 40% voted yeah. for
yeah.
Trump.
Yeah. Good point. And so let me ask you one last question on politics. Is this Russia thing a witch hunt, or does this have some legs?
It kind of looks to me like they try to burn two candles trying to get Trump Tower in Russia. Kind of looks like the sun was making moves. It looks like that was the end game. And some of the things that are coming, I'll wait for the investigation because, you know, you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. But
what's it looking like to you?
It looks like there's a reason why there was no tax return shown, because it would have shown the money trail to Russia. It looks like the reason why he won't say anything bad to Putin is because he didn't want to lose the deal they had over the Trump Towers. It kind of looks that way to me.
Right.
But here's the thing. Kennedy kind of did the same thing. Like, it's frowned upon, but it's not really.
Yeah. But Kennedy wasn't hated by the media. Kennedy wasn't hated by the media, bro.
No, Kennedy wasn't hated by the media either, though. But right. Kennedy and Russia agreed to work together. If you look to help him beat Nixon. So, I mean,
right.
It's what exactly is illegal is what
right.
what needs to be. Because if he made this deal for Trump Tower back when he ran the Miss Universe or Miss USA, whatever it is that
right.
whatever Universe. The pageant that he ran when he ran in Russia, if they yeah. did it then, I mean, and he didn't disclose it, it's not illegal. You're a liar, but he's been that before. So, right. I mean, I just don't know if it's Hillary lost because Hillary lost. I mean,
yeah,
you know, I mean, are you going to arrest Facebook for selling $30 million in ad sales to Russian trolling companies? I mean, everybody was, they bought up everything. I mean,
yeah.
That dude from Facebook, he didn't care. And like, for those of us who have a fan page, we know it's like $15 to boost a post. So $33 million, that's a lot of fake news and trash to be dumped on Facebook.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Where can we find you, bro? Tell us all the projects you got going on, because I know you got a movie and Glow and this and that. Hit it up.
Yeah, you can always, if you get bored, you can always catch me on Netflix with Glow and the series Love. And then AMC Preacher, we just had our season finale last night, so you can get on iTunes and grab that. That'd be sweet. And nice. Then, of course, Gutfeld Show every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern on Fox News. And I'm trying to think. I got SuperCon. Don't have my release date yet. We just had our first screening, and that was really successful. So I believe that's going to be a Sony's picture project. So should have some theater information on that coming up real soon. I'm trying to think what else I got going on. And I'm going to be wrestling somewhere. I'm not sure yet, but I'll be wrestling somewhere pretty soon. So we'll figure it out.
All right.
My issues with Impact have been cleared away, so we'll see what happens.
Wrestling fans in the Philadelphia area or traveling to Philly for the upcoming WWE SmackDown and AEW shows, there's no better place to pre- and post-game than the Red Lantern in Fullcroft, Pennsylvania. 5 to 10 minutes from South Philly, it's the place to be with fun bartenders, great clientele, a relaxed atmosphere, and nearly any domestic or imported beer you could want. Joe, I know you like beer. And a huge selection of liquor. So stop by, grab a beer, play some songs in the jukebox, hustle your friend in the dartboard. Well, I don't want to condone gambling. And if being inside isn't your game, enjoy the air on the deck. So if you're in the area or visiting for a show, hit up the Red Lantern in Fullcroft, Pennsylvania, and tell them Disco Inferno, Conan, and Joe Feeney sent you. Plus, stop by and check out Live Pro Wrestling on Saturday, September 26th, right in the parking lot, featuring Gangrel, BLKGs, Shockwave the Robot, and more. Support local pro wrestling, support the Red Lantern, and support keeping it 100.
Shane, do you have a Tupac story?
Tupac?
Yeah, I got or Tupac, either one.
Yeah, yeah, that came up because somebody who was talking about it on Twitter, and I actually met Tupac in my obviously.
I think someone posted a picture with the actor that played him in the movie, and that responded. Yeah,
yeah, Titus O'Neil.
Yeah,
Titus
right.
O'Neil. He had performed in Raleigh, and this was after the movie Juice had came out, and so and it was after Tupacalypse Now and all that. Like, he wasn't quite Tupac yet.
Like, can I ask you a question real quick?
Yeah.
Was Ron the Truth Killings on that bill dancing in the first, the opening act? I'm serious. Now, let me tell you why. Have you seen the picture of Ronnie with Tupac and the picture of him with Eazy-E?
No.
Oh, bro. So Ronnie had told me that when he was growing up in Charlotte, he would go out there and he would open up for all the hip hop acts that would come in, like from New York and other places. And he would rap and he would sing and he would dance. And then one day he showed me a picture with him and Tupac. And then he showed me another with him. And he had that like David Robinson type of thing going on too, like with the blonde streak through it. But yeah, he was dancing, opening up for some of those hip hop artists back in the day. But go ahead.
That's awesome. That's a cool story, man. They should push that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So on the TV for him. I never heard that. But yeah, he was in town in Raleigh, North Carolina, a club called Diamonds, who was owned by Tad Thacker. And
who?
You guys will know him for a couple reasons. He was House in the Police Academy movies. Really big guy.
Yeah.
And he's the reason he was the NCAA heavyweight wrestling champion. He's the reason the main reason they put a cap on heavyweight. Because in his senior year, he was 450 pounds. And so he won the heavyweight title. He's one of the reasons that weight max now for a heavyweight division. And also, he beat Gary Albright that year. You guys should know who he is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you're a wrestling fan.
Yeah.
And so he had a club called Diamonds. And Tupac was there that weekend. And so this was like the next day or something. And there's a mall in Raleigh. And I was with my buddy. And we walk in and you see a big entourage of people, you know, a big cluster. And they're walking. And I just kind of got a glimpse of him. I was like, damn, you know, because I was always been in the hip hop. I said, man. And I asked my buddy, you know, he wasn't. I was like, you seen that movie Juice? And he's like, yeah. I was like, yeah, I think that's Tupac Shakur. And but then he kind of went away and we didn't really see him anymore. We went to a shoe store called Champs. And I think Champs are still around. I don't know.
Yes.
And so I'm in the Champs and there to come back, there to come in. And now I'm trying to explain to my buddy and I got my back to him. And I don't know that Tupac's walking up on me. Or in my area, you know. And so I'm sitting there going, yeah, man. I said, he was in that Digital Underground song, you know, all around the world the same. And I'm sitting there like a fool, but I'm trying to describe, you know, explain to him who he is, you know. And then I reached my hand back and I go, I'm telling you, that MF is Tupac. And I turn around and like my finger is like an inch and a half from his nose. Because he had got so close to me. I didn't know. And then I just called him a motherfucker, like right through his face. And I turned around and I said, oh, man, you know, I said, I'm sorry. I said, I'm a big hip hop fan, man. I think you're really good. He goes, well, thank you. And he was super, you know, super cool guy, super nice, very small, you know, really small guy. And I got his autograph and it says peace to you with the number 2 and then Tupac. And he spelled that with a number 2 as well. Mm. And, like I still got that shit to this day.
Too bad that back then they didn't have smartphones.
Yeah.
You could have got the picture.
For the selfie. Yeah.
Yeah, he was really cool. But there's my Tupac story.
Nice.
What did you think of that movie? Did you see the Tupac movie?
No, I didn't see it. But once people that were involved in the movie, like involved in his life, kind of bashed it a little bit, I kind of lost interest in it. Right. You know, like Jada Smith, you know, she came out and it was like, that shit didn't happen. And I was like, eh. You know, nobody really said that about the NWA movie. Right. I'm sure in all these movies, they're going to sensationalize things a little bit, you know, creative liberty, I guess. But you still want it to be relatively truth. And NWA movie, I was happy. I wanted to see it off the strength of the NWA. Mm-hmm.
But plus, not only that, NWA, if memory serves me correct, they were like actually executive producers on it too. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, they were involved. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, as many albums as Tupac's put out since he died, I don't know why he wasn't a producer on that movie.
If you're in the Philly area or traveling there for the upcoming WWE SmackDown or AEW Dynamite shows, or if you're just vacationing and you're looking for the best cheesesteaks and hoagies in the area, Look no further than Leo's Steak Shop in Folcroft, Pennsylvania. Now, the Pennsylvania area is known for their cheesesteaks. That's what they call them, the Philly cheesesteaks. It's widely known across the country, featured on the Food Network. They've been awarded the prestigious Philadelphia Magazine's Best of Philly Award. Now, that's huge, because in our club in Vegas, we get the Best of Vegas Award every year. And there are multiple year winners of the Best of Delco Awards.
You know, Disco, they've also won the Tri-State Cheesesteak Championship.
So check out leosteakshop.com. That's LEOSSTEAKSHOP.com for further information.
Leo's is located at 1403 Chester Pike in Falcroft, PA. You can also reach them at 610-461-9901 or find them on Facebook.
Stop by, get yourself lunch or dinner. Wrestlers love this place, and famous athletes and celebrities have made it a stop as well. You will not be disappointed, but bring your appetite and let them know that Keeping It 100 sent you. Today's episode is sponsored by our friends, our good friends, over at Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming.
Yep.
It's back to school time, and we want to make sure you pack the essentials to have the best year yet. The Manscaped 4th Generation Performance Package is just that. Things are opening up. Be ready for whatever it is in the daily schedule for you. It's the perfect package for your package and includes the brand new Lawnmower 4.0. Fellas, go for the Valet Dick Torian of ball trimming and join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com. That's M-A-N-S-E-A-P-E-D.com with the code K100, K100. So school is back, and the Performance Package 4.0 from Manscaped is here to teach the body a lesson on male hygiene. We know how important male hygiene is, especially for people that watch wrestling.
For sure.
Inside, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, the Crop Preserver ball deodorant, the Crop Reviver toner, plus two free gifts, Performance Boxer Briefs and the Shed Travel Bag. This package includes the brand new Lawnmower 4.0 and will give you the confidence to do anything you desire. New year, new you. You might screw around and attend Smoothballs University this fall. Wait a minute. Is that a thing? That's not a real thing. That's just a bad joke. This fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. It also allows you to shave your pencil down and customize your trim through additional guard lengths with sizes 1 through 4. So you can trim the hair down there, and they give you a bunch of different, like,
clips.
Yes, the different clips to put in. It works, okay? It works good, too. It's a great, and it's a very smooth shave.
And the great thing is, if you're a female, you can put anything from a landing strip to a Dorito chip to the Hitler's mustache. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can put anything down there. Nothing.
Yeah, the Lawnmower 4.0 also has a 7,000 RPM motor and a new multifunction on and off switch can engage a travel lock and gives you the ability to turn the 4,000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for more precise shave. This thing's like state of the art. It looks like a futuristic, you know, like weapon thing, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, I mentioned this thing is waterproof too. Excellent. You can use it in the shower as the shower is going. Mm-hmm. You can shave. It's ridiculous. So the package also comes with the Weed Whacker to chop your worst weeds up top in both your nose and ear. I know you probably need this.
That's very important. Get that nose hair out of there and fix your eyebrows, man. Women look at that.
Yeah, the Weed Whacker is also waterproof and a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. This nose and ear hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. You know what I'm talking about. So after trimming your pubes and cleaning your holes, show them some love with the Manscaped liquid formulations. Now, these are the two most important ones, right? The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and the Crop Reviver Ball Toner are here to get you ready for class during the day and ready to party at night. Basically, it keeps you fresh down there. You never know when you might need to be fresh. If you're on a date with the ladies and, like, it comes to where you're going to have to expose those things, you want them to smell good. And Manscaped also threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0. Conan's favorite, the Manscaped Boxers, and the Shed Travel Bag. One is a comfy front pack for your balls, and the other is a backpack for your goods. And trust me, this underwear is tremendous. I usually buy Boss underwear, but the Manscaped underwear is just as good. Very comfortable. Just great fit. That's all I wear now, Manscaped and Boss.
Let me just say before you hit the end here that two of the things not mentioned in our ad this week, but that I definitely wanted to put over, is the Manscaped Refined Cologne. I use it. I wear it. I've had friends go, "Oh, what is that?" and go on their phones and immediately order it. And there's also the foot duster spray, which you spray on your feet or in your shoes to keep the foot odor away as well. Equally as important as keeping your nose, hair, and eyebrows looking sharp.
So, get 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. This year, graduate with a degree in clean balls from Manscaped.
Yo, let me just add to this. Not only is it convenient, just like Disco said, with the light and waterproof and very aerodynamic to hold and the leather case and the briefs, which are incredibly comfortable and everything else that comes with it, and they're high quality. If you buy another one, okay, you can also shave your face. You can shave your hair, your chest, under your arms. Women can use it. I mean, everybody shaves except German women, right?
Right.
Nothing. So, I mean, go out there, get your Manscaped, you know, keep everything neat, keep everything groomed. Check it out at manscaped.com. Boom.
Every day I meet somebody new, you know. Mm-hmm. This city's great because of the neighborly people, you know. I don't know. But I did meet one neighbor, interesting story, you know, that this guy just moved in, you know, next door to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm always one to meet the neighbors.
You like to chat with the neighbors. Yeah,
because, you know, so I went over to the guy, knocked on the door next door to where I live. And I say to the guy, I said, hey, I'm your new neighbor, you know. And I said, good to see you, you know. Nice to run into you, you know. Welcome to the neighborhood, you know. Mm-hmm. And so the guy, I said, what do you do for a living there, sir? Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't mind me asking. You know, what do you do for a living? I'm a nightclub comic, I tell the guy. So he says to me, he says, I work down at the University of Science there. He says,
That's a good school, by the way.
I can't remember the exact place.
Sure.
But he says, I'm a professor of logic. Oh. So I says to the guy, he says, logic. Now, what the hell is that? I never heard tell of that. Mm-hmm. He says, oh, well, he says, it's a kind of a pattern of syllogistic. Well, he says, it's hard to explain. He says, why don't I give you an example? So I said, fair enough. Why don't you do that? So the guy says, well, he says, let me ask you a question. He says, do you own a doghouse? So I go, yes, I do. He says, well, then that means you probably have a dog. I said, yes. Mm-hmm. He says, well, that means you're likely you have a family if you have a dog. I said, yes, I do. He said, well, then that means you got kids, you're married. I said, yes, I am. He says, well, then you're a heterosexual man. Mm-hmm. I said, yes, sir, I am. He says, well, you see, that's logic there. I asked you simply from finding out you had a doghouse. I made this series of inferences, I found that you're a heterosexual man simply from the fact that you had a doghouse. Mm-hmm. Well, I said, good God, isn't that something?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I said, well, I won't waste any more of your time there, neighbor. And I said, I'll see you. See you later.
See you around. Okay.
So, I said, come by one day and have a chicken with me. So anyways, I left. So I left. So I go to get a bus, you know, to the bus stop.
Uh-huh.
And I walk down to the bus stop, and I'm still thinking about this thing that happened to me, you know. And I'm standing at the bus, and no bus coming at all, you know. Yeah. And five or six of us standing around, and one guy lights up a cigarette there, and he goes, He goes, as soon as you light up a cigarette, the bus comes. Mm-hmm. And he smokes the whole damn cigarette, no bus comes.
Right.
So I said to the guy, well, that theory really worked, huh?
Yeah.
And the guy goes, well, sometimes it works. Anyways, the guy goes, what's new with you? Mm-hmm. I go, well, I had an interesting thing happen to me today. I said, I met my neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, oh, yeah? I go, he had a hell of an interesting job. I said, he's a professor of logic down at the University of
Science.
And so the guy says, is that so? He says, professor of logic. He goes, what the hell is that, logic?
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, it's a series of syllables, something or other.
Right.
I said, I can't remember exactly, but I said, I'll give you an example if you want to hear an example.
Yeah.
So the guy goes, all right, fair enough. So I said, let me ask you this. I said, let me ask you a question. Do you own a doghouse?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy goes, no, I don't own a doghouse. So I says, the guy says, oh, yeah, you're one of them gays.
And he will work, right?